Florida A&M University is one of many schools seeking a tuition increase, but it was also the only school to run into strong opposition to its request. That opposition is largely due to FAMU's graduation rate, which stands at 39%. Part of the problem is that the school has been admitting students who otherwise aren't academically ready to attend a university.
Why aren't you directing them to what was a community college or state college to get prepared to come to FAMU?
Those students are called profile admits. Board member Norman Tripp grilled FAMU President James Ammons on why the school admitted about 1,300 of them last year. Tripp says accepting students who aren't ready for a university setting only sets them up for failure. But Ammons says just because students don't appear ready on paper doesn't mean they can't succeed.
We are finding that as we look at the data, yes, it takes some of them longer to complete their degree than they would, for instance, if they were fully admissible. But at the end of the day, FAMU has a mission where we allow students who have the potential to come to the university and to have the experience of a four-year college.
Board members also took issue with the average FAMU student graduating with about $30,000 in student loan debt. Unlike students at Florida State or the University of Florida, whose tuition is mostly paid for through the state's Bright Futures Scholarship Program and who have much higher family incomes, many FAMU students rely on student loans. The average family income of a FAMU student is also in the mid-30s. And board member Ava Parker says those figures deserve a closer look.
Because it may be more to this. Because we look at the chart, the numbers are almost double of what we have everywhere else. But then our income levels are also, just as much lower. So I just think some kind of analysis may be helpful in having the board understand this issue better so that it's not like we're passing on our judgments when folks are making decisions that are sometimes beyond your control.
But not all board members were satisfied with the answers FAMU officials gave. While many of the university's hallmark programs like pharmacy and nursing beat national averages when it comes to licensure exams, others, like its College of Law, which has a 64% passage rate for first-time test takers on the bar, come up short. And board member John Rood says he wants the university to begin seriously considering whether it's time to let some programs go.
I will admit you have a tough mission. You don't have an easy mission. But I really believe if you focus on really what's critical and rearrange your priorities here, that you could start seeing some better achievement in that group.
The board wants FAMU to come back in September with new plans for raising graduation and retention rates and lowering student loan debt. FAMU is one of six public universities whose graduation rate is below 50%. Florida International University has a 41% graduation rate, and Florida Atlantic is at 41.1%. But with only 39% of its students graduating in 6 years, FAMU is still the lowest in the state university system. The board will take up its tuition increase request today. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.